A lot can happen in a week. Some of it good, some of it bad, some of it downright ugly. When faced with intriguing developments in the week's news, we turn to a rotating panel of non-experts to parse the good, the bad, and the ugly of it all. On today's panel, Mary Flood, legal consultant with Andrevet Legal Media and Marketing, Marco Roberts, chairman of the Texas Conservative Liberty Forum, and Marcus Davis, owner of the Breakfast Club restaurant. Mary, Marco, Marcus, welcome to Houston Matters.
Happy to be here.
Panel, there was news this week about the now many years long effort to develop a high-speed rail line between Houston and Dallas. Amtrak has received a nearly $64 million grant to continue planning the project, which would include a stop in the Brazos Valley, but would take riders from a proposed Houston station located at the Northwest Mall site near 290 and 610, all the way to the Cedars neighborhood south of Dallas. As originally envisioned, the ride would be about 90 minutes long. As Houston Public Media's Kyle McClenaghan reported this week, the grant awarded last month is part of $153 million from the Federal Railroad Administration. Amtrak, which has taken over the control of the project from private partner Texas Central, believes if there's consistent funding and support for the project, it could be operational sometime next decade. Among opponents to the project, landowners along the line and an organization called Reroute the Route, which doesn't want federal funds spent on the project. The Houston to Dallas high-speed rail project is alive! Alive! Well, at least there's a faint heartbeat.
Okay.
Is this good, bad, or ugly, Mary Flood?
Oh, it's good, I guess, in a when pigs fly kind of a way. I like the idea. I like getting to Dallas in 90 minutes. I like high-speed rail in this country like they've got in Japan, and less reliance on Southwest Air, and if I-45 could be less congested, except every time we take congestion away, it comes back like we have a bad cold. Also, the Northwest Mall is near me. We call it the Mall of the Damned. It's been, you know, closed for a long time. But, you know, this is questionable. It's been going for 10 years and nothing's happened. The landowners, you know, I feel bad for them. If they don't want to, you know, they're going to have it be seized probably if it really happens. When it comes to the money, I just don't know how much this should cost, but I'm sure it'll cost double whatever it should. And, you know, in our car-based, oil-based state, I wonder if there's really an appetite for this. I sort of feel bad for, what is it, Vaughn Lanes and Red, the two luxury buses that you can take between Houston cities, because they're actually pretty cool. You know, this, it reminds me of when Kathy Whitmer was mayor here. She kept talking about a Disney-like monorail above the city that, of course, never happened either. I do enjoy that some people are calling this a boondoggle, which is one of my favorite words, because when I was a kid in the Girl Scouts, we would take these little plastic strings and weave them into what was actually called a boondoggle, an actual boondoggle, and make our parents carry them as, like, key fobs. But, you know, those really happened. I'm not sure this is going to.
All right. Good, bad, or ugly. Marco Roberts.
There are actually two things that most of my friends that know me, I share in common with Pete Buttigieg. And one of those is I like trains. So I do enjoy trains.
I'm sorry. I like your intro. I'm sorry. Okay. It was good.
You know, I'm with Mary about the unlikeliness of this because, I mean, you said 10 years, but actually this project has been proposed as far back as 40 years ago. I was in college when they first were talking about the Houston to Dallas corridor. It was going to pass through College Station. Everyone was so excited, you know, and they made it sound like it was like, you know, right around the corner in 10 years we'll be doing this. And of course, here we are 40 years later. And of course, I'm dating myself, but we're nowhere near, right? I still think it's a good thing. I know a lot of my fellow ideological compatriots don't like this and they react with visceral, you know, animosity to it. But I always tell them, look, you know, first of all, we subsidize car travel greatly, right? We just take that for granted, but we're not asking that much for train. And I think it's, you know, I always argue just put train on an equal, you know, footing in terms of funding. And there's a lot of advantages. I mean, I did have the pleasure of running in the world's fastest speed train. That was the one in Shanghai.
Oh.
Yeah, 286 miles per hour. Quite a thing. And just imagine if you could go from downtown Houston to Intercontinental in 8 minutes and skipping all that, no parking, what that would do. I'm glad that they're exploring this. And here's something else, by the way, something that will warm the cockles of your heart, Mary.
I'm already surprised, but go ahead.
Donald Trump is in favor of this as well. It was one of his spending priorities back in
today. He
was in 2017, and in fact, others cut it. But he actually restated support for that with the Elon Musk interview. He talked about how he thinks this is a good idea, and that this is a way to make America great again. So I thought you might like that. I thought you would enjoy that. But yes, I'm with you. Flying pigs, whatever. But yeah. it's still, hopefully, who knows if this gets through or not. I'm for it. For those people who see this as an attack on cars, have you been driving from Houston to Dallas like I do? Just think about the fact that you don't have to drive the train. Just think of all those people not on the road with you. And that will make it better for you as well.
Okay, good, bad, or ugly, Marcus Davis.
You know, I'm torn on this. I have long admired what happens when I go to the East Coast, my ability to get from, my kids are in school at Howard in D.C., and I can get from D.C. to Philadelphia or from D.C. to New York or Philadelphia to New York. And, you know, a fairly quickly amount of time, short amount of time, and the convenience that's associated with it. So when I first heard of this, this is the mindset that I had. But they've given me enough time to change my mind and be not so sure about this. You know, as Mary mentioned, when you consider what's going to happen to the landowners along the way, that gives me great pause. When you consider the amount of money that would be spent on this, that also gives me pause. And when you consider the fact that I can actually get to a town that I have no love for, particularly since they have the Rangers.
Thank you.
That gives me great pause. I don't want to be closer to the Rangers in 90 minutes. I want it to take as long as possible.
I almost made this important point myself.
to get there. So the further away you keep me from the Rangers, the longer it takes me to get to the Rangers, I am perfectly okay with that. That's my answer today. When this hasn't been completed in the next 10 years, my answer will change again, because this project is going to go on as long as the Astrodome's indecisiveness has gone on.
You have raised that a variation on that point before on various things.
Yes.
And all I can really say in response is, would your answer be any different if you considered the fact that this rail line, once in operation, would also mean that Dallasites that were visiting Houston would leave within 90 minutes, be back in Dallas?
Well, considering the fact that they come to Houston for good food, we want them to stay as long as possible.
Because
they know that there's no great food in Dallas.
So they with the exception here, of a good friend of mine. You don't want Houstonians to easily get there. I get it. Yeah. What about a one-way line? So just Dallas to Houston.
Just Dallas,
but no return.
Yeah, I think so.
There'd be a lot of trains backed up at the Mall of the Damned, man.
but here's the other thing that I thought about. It is a Northwest Mall, which, you know, you've got to get through Galleria traffic in order to get there. I'm curious and concerned about where it stops in DFW.
It's like south of the town, something.
Yeah. South of downtown.
So when you take in consideration that extra hour. So now, what do we cut in the trip? Driving to Dallas just takes you 4 hours.
Yeah, but it's near my house.
Yeah, you let's do it for Mary.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really need it.
There's also no good, you know, stop in Corsicana, which is what I normally do on my drive to Dallas. That's usually about as far as I can get before I need to make a stop.
Oh, no stop at Bucky's?
No.
Well, that may change.
That may change.
Well, come on.
But there are great stops along the way from up 45 north.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. At least one or two. There's a Tex Burger that's not bad.
Ah, you have to tell me offline.
Yeah. Panel, Houston area gymnast Simone Biles is retiring one of her signature moves. On Instagram Monday, Biles wrote, "Rest in peace, your Chenko double pike," a.k.a. the Biles 2, the difficult vault routine she used to earn a gold medal at the recent Paris Olympics. Biles, who trains in spring, added the second flip to the vault in 2021, making it one of the most dangerous and highly rated moves in the sport. As Crown reporter Ariana Garcia wrote this week, the Biles 2 starts with a round-off entry onto the springboard, followed by a back handspring onto the vaulting table, and then the two flips in a pike position. Biles had already indicated she'd avoid performing it in the future, but Monday's RIP, captioning a photo of Biles on a vault surrounded by white flowers, would seem to be the final nail in this particular gymnastics move coffin. Simone Biles retires the Biles 2. Is this good, bad, or ugly? Marco.
Well, as you know, I was riveted by the story when it showed up on Instagram and immediately dispersed it to my thousands of followers across the internet. I was just...
You are so hip. It's just...
I just went on top of it. And no, actually, it's the good thing about this show is I didn't even know until you asked. But I think it's great. I mean, you know, good for her. Good for her that she's, you know, it looks like a dangerous. I was, you know, when I saw that, it's quite an impressive thing. You wonder how human beings can even do this with their bodies. It's just, it looks like something out of, you know, CGI graphics, you know, like it's all computer made, but it's not. It's an actual human being is doing this. And I even had to, like, reviewing the video earlier, I was having to just kind of pause and like, what exactly is happening with her body as she's going through the air and how does she do that? So it's an amazing thing that human beings can do this. It's too bad that we can only do it for 3 or 4 years, right? Because on the one hand, we are all very different in our capabilities and options, right? But on the other hand, we're all the same, which is we do age and things become less possible as we get older. So good for her. I mean, I think it's great that we were able to see it when she could do it and good that she's able to see that there's a time when, you know, you need to move on and it's not, probably not a good idea anymore.
I would just clarify by saying human being can do this. There's only one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well,
yeah.
Nobody else that we're aware of has been able to pull this off.
Yeah, when I tried last night, it didn't work well.
Do we have a video on TikTok on that? I'd like to see it.
It's funny because when Marco was talking, I was going to ask him, hey, did you try it off of your couch as you were watching
well,
the video?
Well, I'm referring all the other things that they do that we can't do.
All right, good, bad, or ugly, Marcus.
You know, this is it's actually a beautiful thing. I'm a big Simone Biles fan, and Marco, I actually did know about it because I actually went down a rabbit hole one day looking up moves that have been retired or banned or no longer exist in gymnastics, and was astounded at some of the things that I watched Olympians do and really came to understand why they stopped them from doing them. I think this was her own decision. You know, I think it's great that we were able to witness the greatest gymnast that, you know, the United States have ever seen to do this as she made her way to another victory, another gold medal, a few. And that she gets to put it to rest. And I'm a Simone Biles fan, so I'm a little giddy about it. But yeah, this is cool. This is cool.
I love her too. Her work ethic, her grace, her wit, and her intelligence. Brilliant sports writer David Barron has been covering her since. You're looking around. He's not here right now.
No. You and David know one another pretty well.
A little bit. Has been covering her career since the beginning. And he said when she was first doing things, she had a pit of like foam that she would do a trick and then fall into the foam. And he said they would ask her, well, are you going to do that on the vault? And she'd say, no, because I don't want to die. So she's clearly, you know, thought about this a little bit. You know, I'm happy to see her do this. And I love the style that she used doing it. I really enjoy watching sports unless people get hurt. Yeah. I enjoy it except for that. And it's one of the reasons I don't watch as much football because I've seen too many people limp off or be carried off. Though I just got in a fantasy football league to try to teach myself football. And I've already learned how little I know, how wildly ignorant I am. But I've seen people hurt in basketball and football and hockey. I mean, we're both, you know, from further up north and have seen a lot of people hit in hockey, uh-huh. their face, their teeth, everything. And even in my beloved baseball, I mean, sometimes they hit themselves. Like, you know, Tucker's out right now because he hit himself with a ball in the leg. But when a pitcher does it, if they do it a second time, I think they should be out of the game and have to sit with some funereal white flowers and think about putting an end to their either lack of control or viciousness.
I did notice in the story that she said two things. She did say definitely and then followed up by, well, you never say never. So I was like, okay, well, that's not definitely.
Well, I thought the never say never was that she won't be in the Olympics next time. But then she said, well, but it's here in the United States, so yeah. I never say never.
Yeah,
I think that might have been what she was talking about, but.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I'm glad that she was able to participate in this Olympics and that she was able to be as successful. And I can't go without applauding her for being such a champion, not only in the gymnastics arena, but being a champion for mental health. And if you think about what we're talking about, the degree of difficulty of this move combined with her reasoning for stepping out, it was because of great concern of injuring herself, knowing the degree of difficulty of the moves that she makes and having what gymnasts calls the losses. I've forgotten the term, but they have a term for when they get
Twisties.
The twisties. The twisties. That's the term they have for when they get lost in the air and don't know where they are. And that was her reasoning for saying, I can't continue in the previous Olympics, and standing up for her mental health and for her physical health, and encouraging other gymnasts to do so. So she's a champion on
both foster fields. Care. She's just a champion all the way around.
Yeah.
But I read about
and she shouted out Houston restaurants to the world. So that's cool too.
That's cool. That's what really matters about Simone Biles.
I'm guessing that if you have the Breakfast Club Club Benedict too often, you probably can't pull off this particular move.
Yeah. Other than that, I can pull it off. I'm great at it. Me personally.
Marcus Davis owns the Breakfast Club restaurant. Marco Roberts is chairman of the Texas Conservative Liberty Forum. And Mary Flood is a legal consultant with Andrevet Legal Media and Marketing. Marcus, Marco, Mary, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.